Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, where business revolutionaries Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of Experience Pros University, are inspiring you to get your business right. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hello and welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. Very nice to have you along with us today. We're here to remind you that small business is big business and your business is our business. Happy New Year to you.
And to you.
Hey, you know, you go to a place, I'll call it like New York City, right? And you want to have the vacation of a lifetime. So you're going to go up to New York City and, you know, you check into a hotel, right?
Sure, you're on vacation in a hopping city. Okay, this is not rocket science, Eric.
I got one word for you.
Where do you normally check into?
Got one word.
What?
Bed bugs. It's not two words, it's one word. Bed bugs.
Why are you saying this one word?
A California couple visiting New York for the holidays shared a video of their bed bug infested hotel room nightmare.
Oh.
Ugh. Remember when bed bugs were all the rage just a few years ago?
Right. It was like every day there was some bed bug article.
I wanted to do a bed bug report.
We were, right? And Charlie was big on that. He would help us find them. But we decided
Somebody decided.
Angel said, no, we are not doing the bed bug report here on the show. We don't need to share that. And
guess
so
what we're doing now?
You know, you know, you hear about it and it kind of gets, and it's like becomes this infestation. Of course, probably until it becomes a big issue, it's probably very easily overlooked, right?
Uh-huh.
In hotel rooms as they're stripping the beds, you know,
if they're stripping the beds, it's not super noticeable. If they're stripping the beds.
Oh, don't say that to me. I like traveling.
This old boy from California, hotel clean sheets and
the fresh beds. I mean, I like that feeling.
Yes.
So why are you going to take that from me?
And his girlfriend's body are still inflamed from at least 75 bed bug bites, and they could actually suffer permanent scarring from the whole ordeal. It was horrible. On her birthday, she's in the hospital. She's washing the best clothes that she owns that she brought just for this vacation.
Because that's what you pack, right?
Right?
You pack your favorites. You know, the clothes, this is almost like my litmus test when I'm going through my closet and I'm trying to figure out what stays and what goes.
Right.
Would I take this on vacation? And if it's not worthy of wearing out in public on vacation, why am I holding on to it? So you do. You take your favorites because, you know, you're going to be out and about. You're going to be sightseeing. You're going to take lots of pictures. So, of course, it's your favorites. Can you just wash? Do bed bugs just wash in the laundry if you wash your clothes, if you wash your sheets? Is that? I don't think so.
No.
I don't think that's.
No, excessive heat. In order to kill the bed bugs.
You have to throw everything away, I think.
Well, you either throw stuff away or you can put in and get them excessive heat.
What's excessive heat? Like,
I don't know the answer to that.
And what do you do? Take it to the public washer and dryer laundromat and put it on high heat for an hour?
That's probably not a safe idea.
Probably not a good idea. So what's high heat? Stick it in my oven?
Maybe. You need a bed bug remover.
I think everything has to be thrown out. I remember a friend who actually lost everything. Didn't they have to? They ended up.
No, there's bed bug removers.
There's bed bug removers.
But you know what? Here's what you got.
Okay, why are you telling us?
Well, because I've got the answer for you. I'm here to help.
Okay.
Right? There's a bed bug registry. It's a free public database of user submitted bed bug reports all across the United States and Canada. It was started in 2006. The site has collected about 20,000 reports covering 12,000 locations. Okay. And there's even a map.
Okay, so you report it.
Yeah.
But if they go in and fix it, like, how old is this bed bug registry? Well, and are the hotels and the places that are being registered, are they being notified so they can fix it so that they're not on the registry? Or is it just a, here's a place to complain?
You know, one thing you did not change between 2015 and 2016?
What's that?
Is the asking of questions that no one has the answers to.
Oh, wait. Here it says, until a reliable, safe pesticide becomes available, avoiding bed bug encounters is the only reliable way to ensure they don't spread into your home. So there's no getting rid of them.
Well, there is getting rid of them. There are bed bug people. There are.
They're easy to transport in luggage and very hard to get rid of.
They've become especially a nuisance for hotels, dorms, hospitals, movie theaters.
Well, it says you can't
libraries.
Whether a building or a hotel has them based on cleanliness, because they thrive anywhere that there are cracks and crevices to hide in. So, see, you don't know you even have a problem until it's this infestation of
bedbugregistry.com.
And do they only live, like, on the beds? Like, I don't, like, what
no,
is
no,
that?
No, cracks and crevices.
But, like, they...
It's cracks and crevices.
Cracks and crevices of the baseboards. So just live in the baseboards. Why? Like...
It's creepy, isn't it?
Like Ratatouille, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's awful. Yeah. Awful.
I'm here to help.
No, you're not.
Bedbugregistry.com.
I don't think that you
check
did anything to help.
Check and see if you have a bed bug in your
How do you check your home?
You put your address in.
No, it wouldn't. It wouldn't have my home on the registry.
You could.
No, I'd have to put my home on the registry.
One of my guests might have said,
there's an infestation. Yeah, they wouldn't tell me, but they'd go to the registry.
I would.
All right. We're going to talk a little bit about some ways that psychologists recommend tips to help you stick to your 2016 goals. These are things that psychologists, yeah, this is what you need to know from psychologists. And they say that 40% of U.S. adults make New Year's resolutions. I think in our world of entrepreneurs and business owners, I think that number is probably closer to 80%. Because we all have these goals that we want to set, and we write them down, and we have accountability partners.
But only 40 to 60% of those who do actually stick with them. And I think that's exceptionally high.
Right. And resolutions that are centered on criticisms or misunderstood behavior are more likely to fail. And so in order to keep a resolution, psychologists say you must stay positive and focus on healthy alternatives.
And tune in to the Experience Pros radio and television shows.
Right? But here's the things. You know, it's vowing to shed weight, to quit smoking, to banish junk food from your diet, slashing your alcohol intake. All of that, you know, starts with something negative.
Right.
And so those are the types of resolutions that are least likely to maintain.
Oh, good, because I have no intent of slashing my alcohol intake.
Not even a little bit?
There's not much to slash.
Okay. All right. We're not slashing.
Here's,
they say 1 in 3 actually will quit in the first 7 days.
Right.
So, like, by the first week, right?
By the time you're hearing this, it's already
you're
over.
You're already done. You're like, I was going to work out, but I didn't.
Yeah. Do you know how many people are in that gym? Gosh, it's always crowded there.
I'll
come back next week.
I found all the people this last weekend. They were at church and at the gym.
Yeah.
It was like, these are the big resolutions.
Well, I guess I've kind of broken the mold then, because I didn't go to church or the gym.
No, but he's going to listen to me more, and I was off, so there you go. So here's what the psychologists say. If you want to actually create some behavioral changes, then you need to, number one, understand the reason why you want to change. And if it's because everybody else is telling you you should, that's probably not your resolution.
No, I want to attract the woman.
Okay.
That's why.
Okay, all right. So now then Eric wants to attract a woman. But why? Why do you want to attract a woman?
Because I want love.
Okay, why do you want love?
Because it feels good.
Because it feels good. I'm not going to continue. Anyways, you would ask yourself.
Go ahead. I'll go there with you.
So you ask yourself, why? You know, why
at one
do
point
I want,
or another, we're going to talk about the word friction. I know.
Why do we want this behavior? And why is that important to you? And why is that important to you? To get to the very root of the really essence that's going to get you out of bed and actually get you to change your behavior. Because here's the thing. If you're not doing it, you're going to slip back into not doing it.
Right.
Unless you've got a really strong why. They say ask yourself the difficult questions.
Difficult question. Oh, well, that's why you're so healthy, because you're a psychologist. Dream.
I ask questions
for no reason. They're all difficult because nobody has the answer.
So they say if you want to go to sleep earlier, spend some time figuring out why you stay up so late. It's only then that the solutions will become obvious and you'll be able to change your behaviors.
You know what's become obvious?
What's being obvious?
That a shrink wrote this damn article.
Didn't I start with it with psychologists?
You did.
Said,
psychiatrist.
Psychologist.
One's going to give you drugs.
Is that the difference?
Yeah.
All right. How about this one? So keep asking yourself the questions so you get to the why. And in those questions, find out what are the obstacles? What are the things holding you back or keeping you in this set pattern?
Clearly, it's my father.
It's not your father.
That's everybody's father.
Right?
It
we
always
all had,
has
right,
been.
Right? Father, lack of, whatever your father, parenting issues. We've all grown up now. Now we have to accept our own behavior.
Right.
And it's not because of what your parents did when you were a little kid.
Opt for a healthy substitute instead of depriving yourself. Instead of taking something away, give something, but give something healthy.
Right? So, you know, instead of saying I'm not going to drink soda,
yeah.
I am going to drink.
You know, here's what
something different.
Whiskey.
Oh, no.
I can answer that question right now. But here's the thing. I read something that said the best way, easiest way to lose weight right now is not to give up stuff, but to eat
bigger clothes.
Eat more protein.
And buy bigger clothes.
You could do that too.
Instantly.
All right.
Look at that. Look at all this waste.
There you go.
I actually had a pair of jeans on that are actually, never mind.
You're going to do that to us?
I was going to say, but now there's not enough time to tell you the story.
Angel had jeans on, but then she discovered we've got to go to commercial. We'll be back after this.
You're busy, but are you really achieving the dreams you thought you would? Infinite Nation knows that when your vision is big enough, you can create infinite success. Request your free vision check phone call with award-winning vision coach Carrie Conley. Discover how easy it is to achieve your infinite success. Call 720-331-8693, 720-331-8693, and check out the Vision is Victory workshop online at infinitenation.com.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
Attention business owners, if you're waiting 30 to 60 days or more to get paid, Riviera Finance can turn your invoices into immediate cash flow. Let them help. Their process is simple and no debt is created. Riviera Finance has local offices serving clients across the U.S. and Canada. So if you bill on credit but need better cash flow, call Riviera Finance now. 800-872-7484. That's 800-872-7484. Or visit RivieraFinance.com.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angela and Eric. I like talking about you, but just once, let's talk about me.
I love Toby Keith.
Yeah, he's all right.
Yeah. All right, so to finish my little jeans story.
Yeah, because right, so you left us hanging.
I left you hanging.
You were wearing jeans, and then?
I was still wearing jeans.
And then what?
Throughout the entire story, I was still wearing jeans.
Oh, good.
But
this
I had
theater of the mind, you know.
A pair of jeans where that was just a little looser than I would normally. They're a little too big. But they're super comfy.
Okay. Right? Comfy jeans. Well, right? Usually the looser ones are the more
yeah.
comfy ones.
Yeah. And do you ever notice, like, you put on your jeans in the morning and you're kind of, like, struggling to kind of get them up and over?
Just this morning.
But then by the middle of the afternoon, they're kind of stretched out a little bit looser, a little baggier.
I'm still waiting for that.
Right? And so that was kind of happening to me. So my jeans, like, gosh, they're just, now they're kind of too baggy now.
Okay. They're relaxed jeans.
They had relaxed throughout the day. And so I had made a comment to my husband that I think my jeans are just a little too big, which I don't know where I was going with that. Anyways.
Well, the good news is your jeans are a little too big.
Well,
you're dropping.
No. I bought a too big of a size. Oh. So later on, end of the day, I'm in my bathroom. I'm standing at my bathroom sink. And
they had relaxed significantly.
They had relaxed significantly. I'm washing my face. I'm getting ready for bed. And I had actually unzipped them.
Whoa. Angel, what are you trying to do? There are people who are swerving all over the interstate right now.
You've never unzipped your pants to go to get your jammies, like, at the end of the day.
Well, first of all, I don't have jammies.
Okay, so whoa, people swerving all over the interstate.
If I'm unzipping.
So I'm getting ready for bed. I'm not gonna zip them and button them all back up.
So the unzipping is critical information to the rest of the story.
The rest of the story.
Oh, well then, by all means, please tell us the rest of the story.
You think I could?
I don't know.
You were gonna listen more. I'm trying. He's like, what are you talking about?
Trying to listen more, but there's some things. There's a little TMI.
So I'm washing my face. I'm standing at my sink. My pants just don't happen to be buttoned up and zipped. My husband comes walking behind me and kind of, like, grabs the behind, like, the gap. Yeah.
We all know about that gap.
And he's like, wow, Angel, these really are too big for you. They're not that big. I just have to.
And they're not zipped.
They're just not zipped. Uh-huh. So then they're always settled
so
in.
Apparently you had a big gap.
I had a big gap. Okay, so that's my jeans story.
Where do you go from there?
I have no idea. Let's go to Mexico.
Oh, you know, we are...
I will not be wearing jeans in Mexico.
That is a guarantee for sure. Mm-hmm. And not even taking jeans to Mexico.
No.
But we are going to Mexico, and we want you to go with us. There's still time, still an opportunity to come with us. Anywhere in the country, you can come join us. And it's happening April 16th, am I right?
April 16th, but you can sign up and register today by calling Highlands Ranch Travel, 303-791-2311. We're spending an entire week.
A week.
all expenses, everything's included in this one price, airfare, all-inclusive resort, all your food, all your drink, five-star resort, beachfront, balcony.
All you can drink?
All you can, all, even all Eric can drink, believe it or not.
Wow!
Right, and he will test it.
Sometimes, you know, you just don't forget anything, do you? Yeah.
And recording, we'll be broadcasting live from Mexico, and everybody who comes with us can be our guests on the show.
And that makes the trip tax deductible for you.
We'll be doing some mastermind conversations poolside, no classrooms, no structured.
I tried to get into an inner city classroom with no windows, and they said, no, sorry, all we have is the beach or the pool.
All you have got to be poolside.
Yeah. Sorry.
Carrie Conley with Infinite Vision or Infinite
Nation
will be there, yep, taking us on vision walks. Incredible team building, bonding, goal setting. Incredible time. If you've ever thought, well, I can't get away of running my own business, how do I get away? The best vacation for you is to vacation with other entrepreneurs. You can spend as much or as little time with the group as you'd like. Once we're there, you're on your own, and you can spend, you can dine with us, or you can do your own thing, you can do your own activities, or just sit,
you know,
by the beach.
It truly is a relationship builder for entrepreneurs who are like-minded. And a whole lot of fun as well. So come to Cancun with us. What's the number again for Highlands Ranch Travel?
303-791-2311.
Call them today and say, you know what? I think I want to go on vacation with Eric and Angel. And come with us. The invitation is open. And friends, I'm telling you, you can ask anybody who's gone with us over the last couple of years. The Mexico trip is a true game changer, and those who go see tremendous benefit, not just in the week that you go on vacation with us, but truly throughout the rest of the next year as we challenge each other to greater heights. It's what the Experience Pros is all about.
Absolutely. So, again, Highlands Ranch Travel, 303-791-2311. Make your reservation today. We leave on Saturday, April 16th.
Hey, did you catch the premiere of the brand new television show?
Right. It was last Saturday.
It was.
It airs every Saturday night, 8 p.m. Eastern time. And so take that through wherever you're.
We did the math for you at experiencepros.com.
Right. Just so in Denver, it's 6 o'clock every Saturday, or wherever you are. You can see your time zone and what time it is and the whole list of channels all across the country. And if for some reason one of those 37 channels isn't in your area,
just click on the link. There's an online link, and it airs at the same time, live streamed on the web. And there's a link right there at experiencepros.com/TV or television, excuse me, /television, and you'll be able to see the thing. We did a launch party for it, and the reviews were overwhelmingly positive.
It was fun to be in the room and have everybody laugh, you know, along with the show, because you know you think it's kind of funny and you think it's, you know, there are laughable parts, but to have the whole audience and, yeah, and then laugh at the same time.
Here,
awesome.
Here we are in the studio, in, you know, every day on the radio, and then once a week now on television, and we don't get to hear response to what we say and do, and the only real kind of measure that we have is our production team, and here in the radio studio, Charlie and Cher, they are our eyes, if you will, to your reaction to what we're saying or doing. And so it was very cool to be in the room and watch you know, dozens of people all laugh out loud at the exact same time. And, you know, it was good.
Absolutely. We had such a great time filming it with Stauffer Productions. And, yes, every Saturday night, check your local listings or the website and join us and watch the new TV show.
Now, somebody's asked us if there's an opportunity to watch the archives, and that is coming. We will have that up and done in the next 48 hours so that the archives will be available for you to watch online, the historical segments of the radio or the television show. The television show is not the same as the radio show. It is a completely different thing.
Well, we tried to make a TV show.
Right.
It's different than radio.
Absolutely.
So hopefully it makes sense to you when you go and watch it. Coming up is going to be our fan bragging contest. Make sure that your business is signed up to participate, because we launch in just a couple of weeks. I'm posting an article on our website that says, yes, reviews are important, but customers don't want to read them on your site, on your testimonial page. They want to read them on a third-party site.
Boy, that is the truth. We are that third-party site. Only positive reviews. We call them fan brags, and you can do that. Become a member today, no matter where you are in the country. Go check out Experience Pros and the Extreme Customer Service Directory. We'll be back right after these messages.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
If you're like me, and you probably are, you probably have some toys, like a desktop computer, a laptop, maybe a tablet, one or two smartphones, a printer, maybe even a high-speed modem and wireless router. That's a lot of technology. Who do you call when something breaks? If you had Tech Butler, one call can fix them all. And for a lot less than every other tech support service. Really, Tech Butler will cover every device you own for as little as $99 a year. And when you buy 2 years of protection, they'll give you a third year free, so you'll save even more. Plus, you get the peace of mind knowing that every device you own today or in the future is covered. Tech Butler. One call literally covers all your devices for less than everyone else. Get 1 year free when you buy two. Save money. Call right now. 1-800-434-0522. That's 1-800-434-0522. Again, 1-800-434-0522. 1-800-434-0522.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you.
Call now.
866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517.
Biz Talk Radio. The experienced pros want to help you get your business right. And now, back to Eric and Angel on the Experienced Pros Radio Show.
You know what this song's all about?
Well,
gig time.
Yeah, we are, Charlie. Thanks for trying. Song is Big Time, but we're going to talk about gig time. Have
That's
you heard
right.
about the gig time economy? A little more flexibility for you to spend more time with your family without sacrificing earning potential. Maybe your office can be in the cabin in the woods, a beach, or wherever your laptop is, because more and more these days, companies want to hire professionals only when they need them. So instead of hire them full-time with benefits, more one job at a time or for one gig at a time.
Love it.
Our expert on the topic is Aaron Zwas, the author of Transition to Independence. You can find him online at www.t2iplan.com. And it's T, the number 2, iplan.com. He's got 15 years of independent experience as a strategic technology advisor, and he helps people move from traditional employment to career as an independent consultant. Aaron, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Angel and Eric, thanks so much for having me today. How are you?
Aaron, we're doing fantastic. Thank you so much for your time. Let's talk about this gig economy. I used to be a professional illusionist. I used to do gigs all around the world. I get it. But are people really embracing this notion of freelance consultancy?
Well, some people are embracing it, and for other people, it's being forced upon them. You know, one of the big trends that I'm seeing in the workforce today is that employers increasingly want to hire people this way. So whether you like it or not, that's a change that's coming. And if you play your cards right, if you come at it with a plan, you can really make it work for you. As an example, I was just in Mexico last week. I know you were just talking about
that. Yeah.
I was there for 2 weeks with my young family, and I was able to do it because I brought my laptop. And I worked a couple days here and there, but when I wasn't working, I was at the beach with them. I was still getting paid, and I was able to really kind of get a good work-life balance. And that's the kind of opportunity that the T2I plan presents to people.
Yeah, that doesn't stink, that's for sure.
Right. It sounds, you know, so luxurious, so ideal. You know, work a couple hours, you know, spend some time at the beach. But then when we think about, okay, well, we're used to working full-time, and can I actually still maintain my lifestyle? Before we talk about some of the pitfalls or some of the adjustments we might have to make, let's first, what are some of those advantages besides just working a couple of hours? Are there other things that are more advantageous?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think the first thing to keep in mind is that this is not necessarily about working less. In my example, I was definitely on a vacation, but the bigger picture was that you can spend more time with your family, pursuing hobbies, whatever it might be. You know, the average American commutes about 50 minutes each day. And what would you do if you had an hour back each day?
How exciting would that
be? With your parents, your family? Yeah, it'd be wonderful. And that's what it's all about. Work is just constantly attacking us, it seems. And this is an opportunity and a plan and a method to try and reset that balance for yourself.
I love that you say it's not actually working less, because I do think that sometimes we start to think, oh, it's long lunches, you know, I've got every Friday off.
That's what I was thinking.
Right? And you do. You start to think of, you're really only going to, you know, have that 20-hour work week. It's just not your typical 9-to-5. We might be working evenings and weekends or making the adjustments. Are there other ways that being an independent consultant and a freelancer or working gig by gig, I don't know, is more effective for us?
Well, I think so. I mean, for one thing, Angel, if you want to walk around with your pants unzipped, you can do that.
Hey!
If you're working from home.
If I'm working from home.
That seems to be a hot topic today, so you know that option's there for you.
Aaron, that just earned you a repeat visit to the show, man.
You know, as long as we're not doing FaceTime or something, that's if you keep it to the telephone, you're good.
Right.
But in all seriousness, there are a lot of advantages. And the whole point is that first you just have to recognize that you've got some of that control. You've got some of that power. You might work in the evenings. You might work early in the mornings. But you have flexibility. You don't have to fill out paperwork with human resources to take a day off. Or if you decide that you want to travel upstate to be with the family and get some work in while you're there, but you're still having dinner with, you know, with mom and dad,
yeah,
or your brother and sister, whatever it might be. And that's what it's really all about, just opening up that flexibility again and kind of putting you in the driver's seat.
Okay, so I'm going to just jump to the other side, though, for a second, Aaron, because I think sometimes people go, well, all right, that puts me in the driver's seat, but it also puts all of the work, all of the hats back on my shoulders. And I thought that the formula for building wealth and working yourself into retirement was to get other people to do the work.
Well, I agree with that 100%. So there's a couple different discussions here, and you guys really are the pros on building wealth. But the idea here is that some people, they just need to get themselves like an escape valve, if you will. When you're building wealth and you're pursuing these other activities that matter to you, it's hard to get started sometime when you're just constantly being penned in by work.
Right.
You're at that desk. You're at that cubicle. You got to be there 8 to 5, and it's a big deal if you're not. You got to ask for permission. Well, how are you going to go about looking at real estate? How are you going to go about shopping around for that small business that you might want to buy? How are you going to go about interviewing people that might help you to build your business so that you can sit back? My plan here is not to make you a millionaire. I'm not promising to do that. Mm. What I am promising is that you'll get time back to do what matters. And if that's what matters to you, the flexibility that the T2I plan gives you will allow you to pursue that bigger picture like I hear you describing, Eric. Mm.
So, Aaron, how far in advance should you be booking your next gig? I mean, should we book out for the next 5 years, or is it, let's just make sure we have the next one in the pipeline?
Well, it's a little bit of both, and that is tricky. Yeah, you have more responsibility, there's no doubt about that. But the thing with the gig economy is that we talk about gigs, and I've got a lot of friends who are musicians, so yeah, I know very much what that's like, and Eric was talking about that too. We don't just want to go from gig to gig, from project to project, because it's hard to get better. It's hard to get a better hourly rate. It's hard to build relationships that way. So the idea is that you start with the gigs, but within the plan, we talk about how to take those and over time transform those into relationships. So then you have ongoing clients, right? And you don't have to be quite as worried. You've got a little bit more security that goes out maybe 1 or 2 years on the horizon. And that's the general approach that you want to take with these things. And the book and with advice that we'll get from the community helps people to navigate that because it is a new skill to take on. But once you get into that tempo, it's something that's easily manageable.
You know, I'm looking at the website, T2IPlan.com. That's T, the number 2IPlan.com. Stands for Transition to Independence. And, Aaron, you talk about the value of adding value. I think that's a key conversation point, is it not? That when we're transitioning into this independent lifestyle and planning of our business model, that we are constantly adding value to the people that we're working with, yes?
Yeah, 100%. And you want to add value beyond the thing that you do. So whatever your specialty might be, right, and there's no shortage of those. You might be a specialist in something related to manufacturing or logistics or a little overlap that we have. I've done a lot of work with hotels, and I know you've done some work in the hospitality business.
Indeed.
Whatever that might be, great. Yeah, so you can do this thing they've asked you to do. But then when you really want to get good and you want to build those relationships, you want to add value beyond that. Teach the other employees how to be better. Leave them with a plan of attack. And if you're being valuable, that's how you cease to become a victim, a cog in the wheel. And that's when you've really got the reins and can begin to control your own career. And that's very exciting and very empowering. It brings you a lot of freedom, a lot of independence and a lot of freedom.
And I think these days, that freedom, that independence, that flexibility to kind of call your own shots is probably far more valuable than, you know, the mansion and the grand cars, you know, that we used to set as milestones in the past. Are you finding that, Aaron?
I am, and the people that I work with absolutely are. There's an enormous, well, not enormous yet, but there's a burgeoning, a growing trend in America where people want less stuff.
Yeah.
When we talk about the website Airbnb and like the rental and sharing economy, I don't want more stuff. Right. I want to be able to move around. I want to go to that log cabin, like you said, Angel. And I want time. Time is what's valuable. And being with your friends and being with your family, that's what's valuable. Hey, money's great, and we all want a bit more. There's no two ways about that. But it's easy to lose sight of the other things that you might want in life in pursuit of those goals.
Mm. No kidding. Well, we want to encourage our audience to follow you. The website is T2IPlan.com. It's T, the number 2, the letter I, plan.com. Really easy to navigate website. And pick up a copy of the book, Transition to Independence. Is that correct, Aaron?
You got it. That is the title.
That's terrific. Aaron, thank you so much for joining us. We sure appreciate you today.
Okay, thanks so much. You have a great week.
I love it. We'll have you back, Aaron. I think you'll be dynamite for
Absolutely.
Our audience in the future. Happy New Year to you.
Okay, Happy New Year to you. Thanks again.
You know, it's rare when a guest will actually pick up on some of the things we were talking about and bring that into it.
I love that. No, that was super duper fun.
One of our guests
fits right in here.
Got into Angel's.
No, he did not.
Well,
you stop it.
I don't.
Just zip it. Zip it.
Just saying.
Charlie, can we go to commercial
break?
We'll
be back.
Have you told your customers how special they are? It's that time of year for you to show just how much you appreciate them. Printing Done Quickly can print personalized custom holiday cards or calendars. Nothing shows how much you care like a wonderful gift with your logo emblazoned on it, or delicious sweet treats or food gifts. Let PDQ make this time of year less stressful by doing all of this for you. They can ship your gifts anywhere in the country. PrintingDoneQuickly.com or call 720-524-8302.
Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call. Hi, this is Angel. And if you haven't checked out all the resources that Experience Pros offers small business owners all across America, I'd like to invite you to visit experiencepros.com. From annual contests to the Extreme Customer Service Directory, daily blogs and fan bragging to business tips, Experience Pros supports business owners just like you in so many ways. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Experience Pros. And thank you for allowing us to serve you every day right here on this station.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your networking and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Biz Talk Radio.
People saying, well, they're reading the review sites. We know one thing for sure. They're not reading your testimonial page.
Your testimonial page on your website is, sorry to say it, obsolete.
Oh, which is so sad. Now, we're not telling you to take it away. Go ahead and have it on there. But here's the thing. I just found a fun little article from Search Engine Land, which of course is a review site, and they talk about having reviews and some of the changes that have been made to Google Plus. Remember, it went so hyper local. Remember that?
Well, Google Plus became a thing like Facebook, right? Mm-hmm. And then it crashed and burned, and so they took most of it away.
Right. And the only thing that's left now for the Google, the thing that they've made the changes to, it's your location, your business name, and all of that, and the reviews. Because
right.
They know these days, reviews, customer testimonial reviews, are hotter than ever.
You've been driving it, and that's the way that it is.
But they're not reading them on your site.
No, your testimonials page does nothing for you. Yep, we said it. It's true. And you're probably freaking out, so settle down.
It's okay. You can keep it. But here's what they do. People want to read reviews about you, but they want to read them on a third-party site because they know you can't manipulate, you can't alter the reviews that are on a third-party site.
Well, you know, okay, so if I came to your place of business and I had a bad experience, then I decided to write a scathing one-star review. And, of course, you know that I, Eric Raymond, would never do that. I would never do that.
You can't say never, never.
Would you post that at the top of your testimonials page if I posted a scathing review? Of course not.
Of course not. You take the very best. You maybe even modify them just a little bit because you can. And even if you aren't, because of the cynicism of consumers these days, they assume that the very best is already there. So they're not even taking the time to stop and read it. Until maybe after they've made the decision to buy from you. Then it's, you know, maybe I might want to add my review to that list. But in order to make a decision of whether or not I'm going to buy from you, and that's where that's in the sales process, it's in the decision-making process. I already know I want this product, but am I going to buy it from you is where your reviews become uber important. But they need to be out on a third-party site. And what we've discovered is that most companies have less than 5 online reviews outside of your own website.
Right.
And if you're trying to win over a new customer, to win, you know, to set yourself apart from the competition that's out there, two or three reviews is not going to cut it.
It really isn't. Do you remember when, do you remember the Yellow Pages?
Yeah.
Okay, so they used to have
this book. I used to have book. To sit on one.
Right. Yeah, and now these days you could stack 100 of them and probably still not be up to the table.
You know, I needed one the other day. We were doing some filming, and there was some height adjustment with Eric and I. Like, I need a phone book to stand on.
But the phone books these days are a thing of the past in many ways because online's gone all digital, right? But here's the deal with the old days of the Yellow Pages. In order to get seen, you used to have a big bold block, you know, black or bold font. You need to maybe make it colorful, red, and maybe have a photo in there. And you had to start alphabetically, A service.
Right.
And all of that is obsolete these days. If you want to get noticed, all you need are lots of reviews.
Lots of reviews. So here's the thing. They recommend, instead of creating a testimonial page, create a review page that links to the various websites where customers can read the reviews looking for. We posted this article on our Facebook page so that you can see how to post the link so that it opens up in a new browser tab.
Right.
That way your customers won't have to navigate to come back to your site.
Correct.
You probably know, people say all the time, I love you and I will write a review for you, but they don't. So do you want to know the secret to getting tons and tons of online reviews on a third-party site?
Do a contest.
Participate in a contest where your customers are voting for you by leaving an online review for you on a third-party site.
Is there such a contest?
The Fan Bragging Contest kicks off on January 20th at experiencepros.com. And it's a several-week, multi-week contest.
Right.
Where customers help you win best in your category by voting for you. And their votes, secret sauce, becomes an online Google review.
It's a 4 or 5-star rating and a positive review. Now, if people say, well, what if they give me only 2 stars or 1 star and a negative review? That doesn't exist on the Extreme Customer Service Directory. In fact, people don't do it because it's our culture to celebrate positive business, not to grieve or waddle in negative stuff.
Yeah, we occasionally get somebody who has a negative complaint, and we actually have a system behind the scenes to put everybody together to remedy that.
But that is so rare.
It is very rare. And most of the time, those negative reviews that you're reading on a third-party site really tell you more about the bad day that customer was having.
True.
More than the bad service they actually received.
And we know that. So the idea of positive business talk and the culture of Experienced Pros happening through the Fan Bragging Contest is applied to you. And the leverage that it happens, I mean, I should put out a blog post of the top 5 people who won in the Extreme Customer Service Directory Fan Bragging Contest last year and where their businesses are today.
It's phenomenal. And the contest was already in place when this little site, you know, this article came out that said,
sure,
you need third-party sites. The Fan Bragging Contest is already in place to help you do exactly that. Why? Because we're small businesses. We help small business. We know what small business needs, and it's all in there as part of the Experience Pros Network. So you want to get your 2016 goals set off. You want to make sure that you've got review after review after review. Our average member has over 20 online reviews, putting them head and shoulders above the competition. So when somebody does a Google search for you and they want to see your reviews and page after page after review shows up, who do you think they're going to want to do business with?
They're going to want to do business with you. We want to do business with you as well. So how do you get plugged in? You go to experiencepros.com, click on Become a Member. It's just that simple. Or sign up now. There's a button at the top, sign up. And we'll help you build your business through online reviews and so much more. We drive traffic to you. We guarantee it. We make you visible. What a great show. Welcome back to the brand new year. Super happy to have you guys listening. Thank you for tuning in. On behalf of Charlie, our producer, Angel, myself, and all the people that make the Experience Pros Radio Show happen every single day, we say thank you for being our reason why. You really are the driver for this business. Positive Business Talk has a home right here on the Experience Pros Radio Show. Don't forget, we'll be back again tomorrow. Tune in and participate.
This has been the Experience Pros Radio Show with business revolutionaries Angel Tussie and Eric Raymer. For more information, you can contact Experience Pros by calling 720-344-2446 or visit them on the web at experiencepros.com, facebook.com/experiencepros, and twitter.com/experiencepros. What are you waiting for? Join the revolution.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. And if you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.